Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everybody. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Ever feel like your brain is on a hamster wheel, constantly spinning from one thought to the next? Like you're chasing deadlines, notifications, and that never-ending scroll? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving into something super crucial. Staying present in a world obsessed with distractions. We've got a million things vying for our attention, emails, social media, news alerts, the list goes on. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and lose touch with what's actually happening right here, right now. But trust me, there are ways to cut through the noise and reclaim your focus. Here's the thing. Presence isn't just about mindfulness or meditation, though those things can definitely help. It's about actively choosing where to put your energy. Think of it like this. You're the CEO of your mind, and distractions are like pesky interns demanding your attention all day long. You need to learn to delegate, prioritize, and sometimes politely say no to those interruptions. So how do we do that? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you stay grounded amidst the chaos. 1. Recognize your triggers. What gets your attention sucked away? Is it a specific app, website, or even time of day? Figure out what your personal distractions are and start becoming aware when they creep in. You can't manage what you don't recognize, right? 2. Embrace the power of no. This is huge. It's okay to decline meeting requests, turn off notifications during focus work sessions, or even just take a break from your phone for now. Saying no to distractions frees up space for what truly matters. Think of it like this. You're choosing quality over quantity, presence over fleeting stimulation. They make time for rituals. These are small but powerful actions that signal to your brain when it's time to focus or unwind. Maybe it's a 5-minute meditation before starting work, listening to a specific song while you exercise, or taking a walk in nature before bed. Rituals create anchors in your day, helping you stay present and grounded. 4. Practice single-tasking. I know, we're all multitasking masters, right? But the truth is, our brains aren't wired for it. When we try to juggle too many things at once, we end up doing a mediocre job of everything. Focus on one task at a time and give it your full attention. You'll be surprised by how much more you accomplish. 5. Cultivate gratitude. This is the secret sauce. Taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your perspective and help you stay present. It could be as simple as noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin, savoring a delicious meal, or appreciating a kind gesture from someone. Let me tell you about this time I was working on a big project, deadlines were looming, my inbox was overflowing, and I felt like I was drowning in emails. Sound familiar? But then I stopped, took a deep breath, and decided to focus on one task at a time. I turned off all notifications, put my phone on silent, and poured my energy into completing that one task. It was incredible. Not only did I get it done faster, but I felt a sense of calm and accomplishment I hadn't experienced in weeks. That's the power of presence. It helps you not just get things done, but truly enjoy the process. So remember, staying present isn't about eliminating distractions entirely. It's about making conscious choices about where your focus goes. By implementing these strategies, you can reclaim your time, reduce stress, and live a more intentional life. Ready to make today count? I know you are. Start by identifying one distraction that's been bugging you and find a simple way to manage it. Maybe it's silencing notifications during work hours, scheduling dedicated phone-free time each day, or simply taking a few minutes to breathe and focus before diving into your to-do list. Don't forget to share your wins with me on social media. I love hearing how you're staying sharp and grounded in this crazy world. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it real, and remember every moment is a chance for a fresh start.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.